Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He mentioned Lamar taking over for Joe Flacco at 4-5. Yeah. When Lamar came in, Gus Edwards became a dude running the football, and Mark Andrews became like his guy throwing the football too. Remember that Chargers game on that Saturday night? A big win out there, which kind of turned the tide of the season. Nolan, what's going on over there?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, maybe we should change our own detector. I don't know. Do we even have one?
Nolan's a chirper over there.
There's a little radio
we
magic.
We need a BS detector over here.
Right.
This is what we did.
Apologies to Joe. It was right there. I had to do it.
Well, I mean, it was there for everyone to hear.
Right. Well, as far as the Ravens and trade of Adafe Owe, something tells me that this isn't the last trade that the Ravens are going to pull off this year. It's just a matter of, well, how big of a trade. And taking a quick look at the roster, or try to identify potential candidates that could be out, the only name that really pops up to me is a guy that had trade speculation in the offseason, Mark Andrews. Mm-hmm. Of course, another guy with an expiring contract, a pretty hefty one at that. Obviously, I think we thought the writing was on the wall with him, that they would move towards Isaiah Likely for 2026 and beyond. But even his future isn't certain. Even still, just with what Andrews has done this year, right there was the drop in the end zone or had the ball knocked out, slow start the first couple of weeks. Feels like he could be expendable. It's just a matter of what kind of return you're going to get.
Well, here's the only thing about, because they're looking for players to win right now, and the only way they're going to get anything like that is draft pick compensation. And you cannot give up, like, if it was a really stud D lineman or whatever, you know, and somebody requests, you can't give up your one. You know why? Because if they stink, they could have a high draft pick. So you gotta protect that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so do we think it's player for player, kind of like Owe situation?
But you're not going to get anything for an expiring contract guy.
It would be another expiring guy, probably. But maybe if it was at a position of need and it worked out that you could extend that person in theory, but I don't know.
D-tackle or,
When we had Cordell on earlier in the hour, Cordell Woodland, I asked him if the Ravens get trounced like we kind of expect, we'll do our picks on Friday, they will against the Rams, the chances of Zach Ward being the defensive coordinator against Chicago. He said less than 50. Boy, he really trimmed it. 15.
Yeah.
Percent. Do you think we're living in that reality right now, or is Harb's going to keep going to the?
I think
going to this shelf or whatever they're going to bat for.
I think it'll go higher than Harb's if they get blown out again. I think that'll come from up top. You know,
right? Yeah. I mean, with everything Harbaugh has said publicly, and really just kind of reading between the lines and some of his other answers, like a couple things stood out yesterday when he's being asked about the team as a whole, and he said, well, we need changes across the board. We need to get better across the board. But he's, you know, still nitpicking and pointing offense. Oh, by the way, the defense, yeah, we can clean that up too. Right. It's always like this afterthought. And even when he's not directly talking about Zach or the defense directly, you can kind of read between the lines and see how he feels about Orr. I mean, that was his pick. That was his guy. I think he's protecting him very, very much so, and maybe realizes he made a mistake doubling down this year after what happened last year. Thought he would get better, thought the guy would grow and become a better coordinator, but it's just not happening.
I think the thing that disappoints me the most is, like, I think not only me, a lot of people overvalued or over-evaluated their players.
Most talented roster in the history of the team?
Yeah.
We did express concerns about depth
in
certain positions, but there are guys who just aren't playing well.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can just, like, you talk about Travis Jones.
Yeah.
You know, another one there.
Contract year.
And all the pass rusher. You know, I mean, who's having a good year right now? There's nobody.
Well, Lamar was.
Zay, maybe.
Yeah, but even he's now taking the hit not having Lamar there.
Yeah.
I mean, who's playing to their potential right now? I don't know that there's anybody.
And the Derrick Henry, we've talked about that since the big game against Buffalo. He hasn't even come close in four games combined to touching that level of productivity. But, you know, where are the playmakers defensively, not just getting to the quarterback? They have one pick.
Yeah,
one forced fumble in six games. And then where are the turnovers?
You know, when you look at it, you say, okay, the whole team is underachieving right now. So whose fault is that? You know, when you look at it, whose fault is that? I mean, it's the coaching staff, and I love all those guys, but we're just calling it what it is right now. Their responsibility is to develop and get those guys better and improve as the season goes along. Although we're only 5 weeks in, you know, right now, it is not a good look.
And that's why, I think some of the comments or shots at DaCosta here the past couple of weeks are a little misguided because of what Bob was just saying. Didn't we not just spend the whole offseason talking about how he went all in, did everything he could to put this roster over the top and make it a Super Bowl caliber one? What was everyone in town saying when Jaire Alexander got signed? What a bargain. What a steal. Way to go get that last missing piece, potentially. I can't change that now. I can't retroactively go back and say, well, you didn't do enough. So I wasn't calling it out in real time. We were praising it in real time.
Sure. But we also had the qualifier. Does have an injury history. Green Bay let him walk.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
And same with the Woozy.
And where are they both? You know?
We'll come back. News from the Nest. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh from a couple of days ago. He'll give a fresh sound later today as the Ravens are back at practice. And I'm guessing if Lamar's not talking, Lamar ain't playing, or he certainly isn't practicing today.
He ain't playing.
And then buy or sell.
He watched that film.
Let's count the midweek money. We'll buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects. And then Dave LaMonaco will look back briefly at Maryland's loss to Washington. A tough L at that. And look ahead to the Nebraska game. Trying to get back in that win column. Because now you're going out to UCLA, who just beat Penn State. Man, we were all like, oh, they're going to be 7-0. And game day's coming to College Park. And maybe for basketball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.